My secret to success is calling all in my life happiness. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today on my birthday. My secret to success is calling all in my life happiness. We have the opportunity of calling anything we want by any name that we want. We can say, oh, that thing, oh, that hat, oh, that dumb car, or that, you know, we name them. Or we can say, oh, what a hat, oh, that beautiful thing, oh, what a great car I have. I chose the best car that they make in the entire world. It's what I've always wanted, a little Honda Civic, you know. And it's what I always wanted. And it's so tiny and so, but not nowadays. Years ago, it was tiny and it was nice. But nowadays, it's just as big as any other car. You know, as big as any Ford you're going to see on the market. And the Fords are getting smaller. But the standards are staying big. Okay. My secret to success is calling all in my life happiness. Number one, I am happy. I live a happy life because I live a life filled with joyful things. I know I'm the creator of my world. I know anything in my world I have created. And I know that if I create something in my world unhappy, that's my choice. And my choice is to create happy things in my world. So I create, you've got to admit, I'm pretty good. You got to really admit I'm pretty good. I surround myself with beautiful women 90% of my time, maybe 100. But the thing is, I'm somewhere else than here sometimes, you know. But let's say 99% when I'm on campus. I am surrounded by 3-4 more beautiful women. The most beautiful women in the world, the most lovely, sensitive, caring, built women in the world, the most thoughtful women in the world, and the most happy women in the world. They're always happy. They're always filled with joy. They're always filled with peace, harmony, and they like to give me presents, especially on my birthday. They like to give me presents. They gave me some blue little flowers here called campanilla, and they gave me 6 bud orchid here, which is just glorious. Really fantastic, and a big bouquet of flowers, and a new chair, 2 new chairs. I'm sorry, they could only stick 1 chair in the car at a time, but 2 new chairs to sort of replace the 2 chairs I had down in my hermitage that had been enjoyed by many dogs as they were chewing around the base of them, and but now that's all past. Now my chewers are all grown up, but it's all happiness. Everything is happy. And when I deal with Rex, it's a happy time. Rex just loves happy times too. He thinks that everything is beautiful and everything is fantastic, and it is. And happiness is what we make it. My secret to success is calling all in my life happiness. Now, I have been getting some very interesting cards from people all over the world on my birthday. And one man, he didn't even write me a card. He just received a couple of our books and has been reading them. And he's 79 years old, and he says, "My God, I feel like I'm 30. He says, "Reading your books, he says, "I am going to get married again. I am going to marry a young woman, and we're going to go dancing, and I am so happy." And I thought, wow, how about that, you know? How about that? He'd been reading The Gist for many, many years, but he'd never read one of our books until recently. And when he read it, he just was so begeistered by it that he felt that they were just charming. We'll read you the letter perhaps at noon. And he's quite a guy. Now, would you call that a happiness thing? My goodness, yes. And when Christina wrote, she says, some good stuff there about being happy and that she's living a great life and she's just as pleased as can be. And than my son saying, "Dad, you know, you're the greatest." You know, that's always nice to hear. And people everywhere just saying lovely things, which they do. And here's what Christina has to say. Beloved Herb, happy birthday to the most wonderful being living on earth and in heaven. What an intelligent girl. What a happy girl. Thinking of you, my heart is so filled. Bring me those two. Yeah. My heart is so filled with love so sweet as the fragrance of the flowers of spring, a chocolate cake, or a warm summer night at the lake. I send you thoughts filled with love, peace, harmony. In the process, I'm aware of how much love is in me, myself, for myself and the world. The light of understanding brightens my vision of the world I have created. And sending all this love to you, I send it to all the world. Actually, I'm not sending it anywhere. I am it. A love bug who spreads his wings and is everywhere. Like you said in your internet talk, we are born new every day. So have a wonderful birthday and every day, and I do too. I love you with all my heart. Love, Christina. Then, this one's from Betham. you need both parts of it. It's in your hand. Yeah. One of our dear friends and person who listens to our email, she writes, "Dear Dr. Byerly, how can I forget your birthday? I thank God for your life. My only worry is that you are still a young man." So, this is not from her. This is from Esther.
From Africa.
Yes, that I have to learn to repeat this ritual every year. Ha, ha, ha. Herb, I trust you enjoy every bit of the day. Stay blessed. Love always. Esther Gaboda Nayamater. Nayamater. You know, some interesting names, too. And so... yes, it is. It should be.
Oh, yeah.
It's right there, yeah. Okay, so one of our friends from Singapore, isn't it, writes, "Beloved Dr. Herb, I thank God for the day you were born." I mean, these people, they have such good taste. "You have made the world a better place for me and lots of others, including all the dear dogs, cats, and rabbits, etc. It is certainly a wonderful world because you are in it. Namaste. I salute the divine in you, and I salute the divine in myself. Cheers. Love to all. Vatam. Vatam Padman." She's from Singapore. And then my dog sent me a card, Rex. And on the front of the card it says, "It's your birthday. Sing a lot, smile a lot, play a lot with me. Dad, I manifested a new armchair for you, as the other two I have spoiled a bit. The second one's on its way to our house. With love, Rex." And then, "It's the golden rule. You sure are the best daddy in the world. I love you so. Love, Rex." You know, I mean, how many dogs write their dads a letter, you know? And then Sylvia ends. She, I think, took a book on poetry and wrote it probably right from her heart. You know how she does things. She writes, "If your unconditional love would express as flowers, the whole world would be a flower garden. If your unconditional love would light up as a star, no astronomer could ever guess its number. If your unconditional love would express as a sun, the whole universe would be aflame with suns. Happy birthday, Herb. Beloved Herb, your unconditional love is a birthday present to give me. You give me with every day I know you. It is always you, the giver, and I love you for sharing with me. I can only be thankful and delighted that you were born into my world. I love you. Love, Sylvia." You know, these people, they have such good taste. And this is from Rhonda. And she writes, "The sun, the moon, and the stars shine bright through you, through your inner light of love, creating a world of pure delight for your enjoyment. Love, Rhonda and Anthony Joyce," our student from Las Vegas. And then this thing here, "Happy birthday, eternal youth. Beloved Herb, to you, happy birthday and many more. I love you, love, Ingeborg." And she's got the falls from Yosemite here and a bunch of local flowers there. And then I have two dear friends that have been with me for a long time, and they mean a lot to me. They're very close to me. And their name is Button and Love. And they have written me a birthday card. Happy birthday. We, too, are here to celebrate and love you. Thank you for including us in our wonderful monastery family. We love you. Love. Monk Button, Button and Monk Little Love. I didn't know there were monks. I'm glad to hear that. And my dear friend, Dorothea Ruth Zimmerman. She has a picture at the fair park here of people on the children's ride. Fun is never extinct. Be your divine self and have fun, she writes. And then on the other side, she has some beautiful dancing symbol. It looks like it might be a woman. And she writes, happy on birthday to your joy, fun, precious, divine, to our joy, fun, precious, divine teacher. The love gift due you is to come later. I have $300 in my checking account that I want to sign over to you. Oh, she heard that. She heard that.
Well, you're very right. And more. Well, go ahead.
Right. Well, Veronica Danzer of Germany, who has visited here, and we enjoyed being with her in Las Vegas, she writes, birthday greetings. Dear beloved Herb, I'm sending you flowers, sunshine, and hugs, and unconditional love for every day in this new year for you. I love you. My heart is singing with and for you. You are so beautiful. Thank you for being you. And, you know, I know I'm beautiful, but I didn't know other people knew it, too. It's nice when they notice. Have the best day. I am sending you all my love. Take care. Your sister, Veronica. My birthday was on the 31st. Us March Aries people are very strong. Yeah, Edith Mary sent me her Easter blessings last night as she had returned to the hospital. Beloved Herb, this is from the princess. Your blissful eternal life is the foundation of all life in which I dwell in oneness as all. Today, symbolizing your birthday, I join you in the great celebration, the resurrection, the awakening of being. Thank you for honoring me so close in your life. Your patience, your love, your unconditional givingness is the noblest of all gifts you share with me. Let me simply say thank you. Happy birthday. I love you. Love, Ellen.
That's beautiful.
And, she's quite good at them. And then here's another card, Life's Adventures. Let your dreams take flight, for your life is meant to be an adventure. Happy birthday, Dad. You are the greatest. We love you, Mark and Leslie, my son's wife. And my sister, she writes me an Easter card. Brother, happy Easter. Hi, little brother. Sure hope you know it's great to have a brother like you. Have a wonderful day. Can't wait until you are here in Wilmington, Delaware, to visit with us. Trust all is going as planned. And then on the back, as a postscript, she writes on the envelope, we're going to hold a late birthday celebration for your birthday when you arrive here in the latter part of April. And there's lots more, and they keep coming in by the dozens, you know, but I can't read them all to you. That'd be too much. But I love to read them. Now, think about these things. Think about these things and think about what makes your life happy. I mean, I didn't even do these things, and they just came because I live a happy life. And every one of them tells me how wonderful life is and how happy life is and stuff. And I have about 8 more on next to my computer waiting to be answered I didn't think to bring up. And it's wonderful. It really is wonderful. So this is how your day can be if you will just have a birthday every day.
Yeah.
And have a happy unbirthday. Because every day can be your birthday, and it is. Because every day when you climb out of bed in your birthday suit, see, you're born new. Hmm. You climb out of bed in your birthday suit. That's your birthday suit. That's your naked skin. That's what God gave you when you came in. And so remember that. And it has no sin because it is the birthday suit that you came in. So love it, love it, love it. Oh, I tell you. Poets would listen to that and say, boy, that was really the bottom of the barrel. But I have fun. I have fun. It's a joy to share with you and And it's a joy that you even bother to listen to me. But I thank you very much. And when lunchtime comes, we'll be talking about my positive thought is the greatest power I can wield. And so I think that's very timely.
Yes.
So right now, let's just take my secret to success is calling all in my life happiness. And I do. And I'm sure you do too.
Thank you.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.